Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home, a long way from home. This world I'll turn back home. I guess I'll turn back home. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, alone.
I'm getting richer and richer. You've tuned to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast here on listener-supported Freeform WFMU. So glad you have joined us this evening. My name is Kevin Nutt, and we have a long-awaited guest this evening on Center's Crossroads, traveling evangelist and DJ Greg Belson, who has brought along a slew of Savoy gospel tracks from the brand new A Stranger I May Be, Savoy Gospel 1954 to 1966, that Greg curated for the Honest John's label. Greg will be on this week and next week. Stay tuned for the rest of the show and for next week. It's going to be a real treat. And welcome, Brother Greg.
Oh, Mr. Nutt. Brother Nutt, it's nice to see you again. Nice to be with you again on the mighty Sinner's Crossroads.
Oh, likewise. Why don't you tell us what we heard, the first two tracks there?
The first two tracks, we went in with Jimmy Scott and a fantastic version of Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. And I think it was a great place to start off the examination that we're going to do today. Because it exemplifies the big production that Savoy were going for in their earlier productions, maybe crossing over into show tunes and big strings and et cetera, et cetera. A very voluptuous version of such a great tune. And then we went to the famous Ward Singers with their seminal track, I'm Getting Richer, which has been a big tune in the Euro clubs at any rate of late, and particularly for the R&B settings. And so two great tracks really that exemplify what was going on with Savoy in the early years.
Yeah, I was going to ask you two questions, follow-up to that, but you answered them right there. And one of them was the magnificent production quality of these records, and also just the breadth of the type of music that they recorded for so long. And then I was not familiar with this Jimmy Scott tune.
And it's phenomenal, isn't it? It's really, really such a big sound.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And then, of course, the Ward Singers, who were the grand queens of gospel music, just an exceptional ensemble.
Absolutely. And we did actually re-release this one as well on 45, because it wasn't just this compilation that we put together. We did actually put together three sampler 45s, if you like, of tracks which are harder to get hold of, but also a couple of things which have never put on 45 before. So as part of the whole Savoy package, we also did a few 45s, which was nice.
Can you talk a little bit about how that all came together?
Sure, yeah. I've been working with David Hill for some time. He's a gospel collector based in the UK. Mm-hmm. And we actually did a compilation together a few years back, which was based on the Jewel label. And that came together quite nicely with us working together transatlantically, bouncing our collections backwards and forwards. And because things were working so nicely with David, and I've known him for so many years, he came out with an idea of let's work with Honest John's and see if we can actually shine a light on other labels that needed their light shone. And the first label that really came together was Savoy. I mean, it was an obvious choice in many ways. I mean, obviously, it's such a huge label to focus on. So what we ended up doing was whittling it down into a more group-based quartets and solo singers and small groups, rather than widening out to live recordings and choirs, which Savoy became very well known for during their tenure.
Yeah, I was. I'm so glad you did. And it really sounds that you have your finger on the truth of the label and what they were trying to do. And you know, one thing I've always noticed about Savoy, of course, is they have no reluctance to document groups that are totally in dialogue with whatever popular music was of the moment, which can be kind of dicey with gospel.
Oh, totally.
Gospel sure. Community and gospel crowd, they always pulled it off. It's just magnificent records.
It was fascinating putting the three volumes together and how we broke them down into different time frames, and to see where particularly the direction of Reverend Lawrence Roberts and Fred Mendelssohn, where those two guys really took a hold of what catalogue that they wanted to provide and how they did cross over from gospel into more secular rhythms. And consequently, I think their appeal broadened significantly.
Yeah, and so many of these records still sound fresh.
Oh, for sure.
And when I was listening to some of the things there, earlier this week, you know, I was like, oh, surely that's 1985, but it was 1966.
Yeah. Some of the tracks that we feature on these compilations, and we'll get to them later, are just a really good snapshot about what was also kind of popular in the pop charts or the soul charts at the time, where they're kind of like ripping riffs of artists that were big in the charts at the time.
The voice you're hearing is Brother Greg Bilson, a DJ, radio announcer, gospel producer, and historian, who's joined us this evening here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. And we're highlighting the 3-CD set plus 3 2-LP releases of the same material. And then also, Greg, as you mentioned earlier, some earlier 45s. If you want to check all that out, you can go to the Honest John's website. They're very web-friendly website. But, you know, Greg, you and I can talk for hours.
yes.
But let's get back to the music. What do you have queued up for us here?
Next up, it's a fabulous group that stood the test of time through the 60s and into the 70s. Stars of Faith. The track that I've chosen here was Mean Old World, which, again, is another example of a track which is crossing over into clubland at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of an exotic style tune, and more popcorn flavor and R&B, but just an amazing track. Yeah, this is Mean Old World.
And it has Marianne Williams on lead, I believe.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, exactly. A phenomenal artist.
Stars of Faith, Mean Old World with Greg Bilson here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Love! witness. I'm a witness. He bore the cross, suffered the pain. With his blood, he signed my name. I'll tell of his goodness. I'm not ashamed to be a witness.
Grandmother talk about the way they used to baptize down south where she came from. And I remember vividly hearing her sing as they took the candidates to the river, they would be singing this song.
Water to
the amazing gospel chimes, my Jesus' love just bubbles over on the Savoy record label, and featuring a whole set, of course, a whole show of magnificent Savoy gospel from A Stranger I May Be, Savoy Gospel 1954-1966. Three CD set out now on Honest John's, and we have the producer of that set, DJ Greg Belson, that has joined us this evening. And Greg, you want to tell us what we heard there?
Yeah, we started off that particular set with Sister Ida Maxey and her amazing version of Do Lord. And then we went on to Roberta Martin Singers with I'm Glad I'm a Witness for My Lord. Then our first experience with the Angelic Choir in this compilation. Ooh. With an absolutely phenomenal version of Wade in the Water.
Killer.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And then, as you said, we rounded off with the gospel chimes, My Jesus Love Just Bubbles Over.
Yeah, that has anybody sampled that piano riff in the Angelic Choir?
Who knows?
Wow.
Gospel, there are certain artists which are getting familiar with sampling gospel now. So as long as the relevant people get paid, then we're all good.
Yeah, Jesus shall get paid.
Yes.
And then, of course, the Roberta Martin Singers, just one of the premier gospel ensembles and so influential. And I think that's James Cleveland playing piano on that track.
It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know for sure. But
a very young James Cleveland, I believe.
Wow. Well, what I liked about that track in particular was just how it took more of a dark approach. Instead of being typically upbeat and uplifting, it's very a brooding plea, if you like, with really nice shuffle drums. And I thought that was a nice juxtaposition between the tracks, the positive messages of Do Lord and Wade in the Water.
Ah, and the Sister Ida Maxey, I mean, Savoy with their pristine professional productions, but they could get down home and funky when they wanted. And I don't think I was aware of that, had heard that Sister Ida Maxey track.
I think it was a phenomenal take. Really does remind me of Sister Rosetta Tharpe in delivery.
Yeah.
And it was a track that obviously Big Mabel went on to make big on the Brunswick label, Do Lord.
You're tuned to the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast here on WFMU. The voice you're hearing is DJ Greg Belson, who's joined us this evening to play a bunch of amazing Savoy gospel tracks from the A Stranger I May Be Savoy Gospel 1954-1966. Greg, I got to make some housekeeping announcements, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, please go ahead on, my friend.
All right. This is the Singles Going Steady week at WFMU, but fear not, because everything we played available, I might be stretching that a little bit, Greg, but go with me, released as 45s or 78s. Also, we're right in the middle of the WFMU October fundraiser, known affectionately at Sinner's Crossroads as the Heaven Raiser, as opposed to the other word for it. Greg, could you give us a quick pledge to WFMU shout out?
Yeah, this is DJ Greg Belson from the Divine Call Gospel Show saying support Sinner's Crossroads, support WFMU, and support good music.
Thank you so much, Greg, and thank you for everyone who's pledged so far. You can go to WFMU.org and you will see what to do there. And also, while you're at WFMU.org, you can check out the Accu playlist. We'll have all tracks here, Honest John's link, a link to Greg's Divine Chord Gospel Show on Dublab, and we'll have some other information about the release and the tracks that you see here. And then also the comments board with our wonderful congregation, the Gospel Knuckleheads. Join in. You might, if you have a question for Greg, you can post that, and we'll answer it next week if you tune in. Anything about the Savoy Gospel or Greg, and we'll be happy to get back to you. Or you can email us directly, that's sinner@wfmu.org. sinner@wfmu.org. And we are Greg, we got a next set. What do you want to start off with?
We're going to go head on into exactly what we were talking about earlier on, where Savoy started to really change the output in many ways into examining tunes that were being popular in the R&B scene and the secular R&B scene. And with the Angelic Gospel Choir, It's the Holy Ghost, they did a direct riff rip of Ray Charles' Hit the Road Jack. And it's just absolutely a phenomenal track. At the same time, Nina Simone did a reply track called Come On Back, Jack. But the way the Angelic Gospel Choir and under the direction of Reverend Lawrence Roberts, they absolutely took it and really ran with it. Amazing track.
And Ray Charles, known to secularize gospel, and this time the gospel's taking something back from Ray.
Yeah, exactly. Correct.
Angelic Gospel Choir, It's the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Could not find you, blessed me one. blessed me twice. Lord has been blessing me. Lord has been blessing me. Lord has been blessing me. The Lord has been blessing me all the days of my life. You've been my father. You've been my mother. Lord, just get closer than any brother.
Having a good time, running with your neighbor's wife. But I know a man looking down on you. You can run, but you sure can't hide. Riding around in your Cadillac with your new suit and your wide brim hat, saying to yourself, y'all look what I've got. But it's much more.
give it up. We have been giving it up this evening on Sinner's Crossroads, the artistic sound Savoy gospel recording artists right there. Just about winding it up with our part one of our special show this evening with DJ Greg Belson, producer of the A Stranger I May Be Savoy Gospel 3-CD set on Honest John's 1954 to 1966. Brother Greg, talk to us about what we just heard.
Well, the top of the set that we just had was James Cleveland and the Southern Community Choir, I Want to Thank the Master. Then we went into Gene Martin, A Little Bit of Faith. And then the Holy Lights of Baltimore, and I'll Be Satisfied. Then we started going to the club sound, the big club sound of artistic sounds, and Give It Up. That whole segment there, for me, is really exemplifies where Savoy was heading as a label and what direction they were taking, with very club-oriented tunes in many ways, or secular-oriented tunes, which could cross over and appeal to a younger crowd. But particularly starting off with James Cleveland and a very huge nod to Sly and the Family Stone. An amazing track to start that set.
When do you think gospel tunes started to filter into soul sets and that kind of thing?
Do you mean back in the day, or do you mean at this particular juncture where we're at as DJs?
Back in the day, I guess.
For example, there's Reverend E. Fair did her version of The Pains of Life, Aretha Franklin, The Chain of Fools.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that the riffs really started to come around the late 60s, really. And I think that the Savoy led the way in that, really, particularly when you look at It's the Holy Ghost, and also the I Want to Thank the Master. You've got two tracks there which were really quite prevalent in soul scene, for sure. And there they are appearing on gospel records. So I think that riffs really started to appear in the late 60s.
What about contemporary DJs?
With regards to when I was started DJing gospel records, It was back in 1994. I would filter in things like Clarence Smith, Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, and a few other bits and pieces like that. And it took some time for gospel sounds to cross over into DJ sets, I think, because in many regards the gospel sound, as far as DJs were concerned, which was one of the last untapped genres, I think, to cross over into clubland.
Wow.
Properly. I mean, you did have DJs in the 70s like Francis Grasso and Studio 54 DJs that slipped in gospel disco at the time, which again Savoy was paramount in introducing. But we'll get into that next week when we focus on the second part of the compilation.
Nice segue, my friend.
Yes, there we go.
And
we've done this before.
Yes. The voice you hear there is Brother Greg Belson, a producer of the Stranger I May Be Savoy Gospel set on Honest John's. You can check out Honest John's on the web. More information on these releases and amazing Savoy Gospel tracks, and really just scratch the surface this evening. That's why we'll have another show next week. Greg, you will be joining us next week, and we will delve deeper into the Savoy gospel phenomena. But I want to thank you up front so much for a really fun hour that's gone by like it was just 20 minutes.
No, thank you. Thank you once again. It's a pleasure to join you on Sinner's Crossroads, the legend that is Sinner's Crossroads. So thank you, brother.
Oh, my goodness. You've been tuned to Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast here on WFMU. Stay tuned to WFMU. We exhort you every week. And Greg, we've been listening to the Metrotones beneath us here. We're going to bring that up as we go out. Is there anything you want to say about the Metrotones there?
It was a light bulb moment for me. The very first time that I heard this track, it was this a gospel record? And the answer is yes, it most definitely is. But packaged in a way that came from the street, but with very deliberate funk backing. And it was, I think, for me, it was when I discovered that track. It was a light into discovering more stuff, music that Savoy put out along these timelines, and it's just what a phenomenal track, which I just can't actually believe it's actually a gospel record in many ways, because it's just so powerful in its funk undertones. But because it's a gospel record, it takes it to another level.
Yeah,
and it's fantastic.
Wow, and I have to say too, you know, it's based on an old Baptist hymn called "When We All Get to Heaven" that was written in 1898, and that was in the Baptist hymn book that we used to sing when I was growing up.
And amazing.
Appropriate track to go out on. Thanks again, Greg. You've been listening to Sinner's Crossroads. Stay tuned to WFMU and join us next week. Greg will join us again. It promises to be fun, spectacular. And we'll see you next week.
This has been another episode of Sinner's Crossroads on Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM worldwide, online at WFMU.org. Peace be with you. Be careful on your way out. Stairs are slippery. Or come on back in the house. Dave the Spaz is throwing a party now. Stick around, friends. Music to spaz by on WFMU right now. Oh, my God.
Now, please turn the record over to the other side.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFNU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly 1:30 the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
Before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching that.
Now that you've heard the Frito twist, let's do it.